Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Tuesday, September the 6th. Hope everybody had a good holiday out there. We're going to start off the grains. December corn was steady overnight at 665 and 3 quarters. December wheat up 3 and 3 quarter cents at 814 and 3 quarters. And November beans down 14 and 3 quarter cents at 1405 and 3 quarters. The weather looks pretty good. Brazil's had some good rains. They're expecting, you know, pretty much a record crop down there. And, you know, weather, barring any weather problems, they should have a big crop. Palm oil was down overnight on larger than estimated stockpiles. That dragged the U.S. bean oil down, though we did rally about 50 ticks off the lows. I think probably the big news is Argentina announced that they'll allow farmers who want to sell grain, they'll give them a big bump on the pesos. They'll do it at 200 pesos versus, I think it was 130 pesos. So that'll give an incentive for Argentinian farmers to start moving some soybeans. And I think that was the big pressure in the bean market and the meal market out here. Crop progress tonight should show corn down about 1%. I would think beans will be up 1%. So we'll see how that goes. The dollar's up 66 ticks. We made a new contract high by 2 ticks. It backed off about 10 ticks, but we're still at 110.17, up 66 ticks as we start the week here. We'll get crop progress, like I said, at 3 o'clock tonight. We'll get export inspections at 10 o'clock unless the USDA has messed that up as well. People are going to start to look for more estimates on the crop. We should have a consensus either today or tomorrow about what the average guesses look like. But I think corn's going to be somewhere between 172 to 173, with pro farmer, down there at 176 and change. The beans, I think, will be between 51 and 52. So we'll see where that goes. I think the bean number is going to be a pretty strong number once we get all these beans counted. But looking forward to the week, we're not going to get any weekly export sales out here. We should get daily flashes if they come. We didn't see any here this morning. But the Argentinian news should bring more beans into the market. That should help satisfy China, take some demand away from us. And I think that's probably the biggest feature out there. The other thing we have to watch all week is the Ukrainian situation. Inspectors are staying on. They say that there's all kinds of problems, but nothing that's going to directly cause a meltdown right now. But they've pleaded with both Russia and Ukraine not to shell anywhere near the plant, that it's really at the breaking point, and nobody wants to see that happen. So we'll see if the world complies with that. So, the weather is still hot and dry in the Central Plains and Kansas, Nebraska, South Dakota. The rest of the country for growing grain looks pretty good. So overall, we're starting to head into harvest season in the next couple of weeks. We're starting to see some grain come in early, trying to take advantage of the basis. So, I just can't get too excited about buying grains in here unless something happens in Ukraine. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.